Episode 206. Are you dying, pruning, or growing?
Hello, everyone. I'm Jacob Chastain, host of the Teach Me Teacher podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Educators, is your passion tank running on empty? Look no further. Gretchen of Always a Lesson has a double dose of just what you need. Come fill yourself up with an empowering educators podcast to start your day feeling empowered.
Elite educators, it's Gretchen of Always a Lesson, host of the Empowering Educators podcast. My goal here is to ensure that you stay empowered to hone your craft today, tomorrow, and always. We are losing too many great teachers to other professions, and I am doing my best to provide guidance and inspiration so that you retain your elite educator status and impact students and colleagues for generations to come. I am so excited to be in your ear today talking about your trajectory as an educator and what decisions we can make daily to ensure we remain on the path of growth regardless of the obstacles that we face. I love sharing with you the rationale for my episodes and where I come up with these ideas and why I feel so compelled to share yet another lesson with you. Well, an edgy friend of mine named Brian Mendler had a quote on Instagram. The original photo is going to be in the show notes if you want to see it. You just go to alwaysalesson.com, click on podcast, you'll find this episode. But by the way, if you don't even know who Brian Mendler is, stop what you're doing. Go find him on your platform of choice. He's an educator. He creates dynamic staff development. He's a podcaster. He's the author of national best-selling books, one being That One Kid, and the second one being Watch Your Mouth. And oh yeah, he is 18 years clean. So his story and his mission in life is a powerful one. You will not regret adding him to your professional learning network. Okay, so the quote he posted was this: every plant has their own requirements in order to grow, and so do people. So that's why I entitled this episode, Are You Dying, Pruning, or Growing? Because I realize that we actually have a choice in our growth, even when we feel like things are happening to us, or maybe when we feel nothing is happening to or for us. Trust me, I have been every crayon in the growth box, and I've learned how to tend to my land so that I come out on top every single time. And by the way, I told my friend Cole, shout out to my accountability partner who has turned a virtual bestie. I told her the title of this episode and she voxed me back saying, ooh, can't wait to listen. So clearly this topic is something every educator can relate to, no matter how well your career seems to be going. So if you're on cloud nine, just know life has seasons and there will come a time where you might find yourself in another frame of mind. And this episode might be what you cling to get through. So going back to that quote, every plant has their own requirements in order to grow. And so do people. It's true that plants need water and sunlight and oxygen to grow and to thrive. But the degree to which all the unique plants needs those things is very different. Some need partial sunlight, while others need complete sunlight. Some need frequent watering, while others can get by with longer dry periods. And that's why when you buy plants, you've got to read that label so you know how to care for them. And they're going to do well, but you got to think about where you plan to plant them so that they can do well. And in essence, is this plant a match for your situation? And if not, don't buy the dang plant. I mean, you know it's not going to do well. You are doing the plant its due diligence. And as much as we know how to read labels and make good decisions about the plants that we buy, we don't use that same caution when it comes time for our own professional growth. And as the quote is saying, people have their own requirements in order to grow. So first, do you even know what your own requirements are? And second, have you written them down or even verbally stated them out loud? And third, are you advocating for what it is you need and want to grow? All of those steps take thought and intention. So I urge you to really think about the characteristics that make you thrive and grow. Is it quiet environments or collaborative setups or visual representation or tech components? For me, I learn best when I'm interested in what I'm learning. I get interested by understanding how the topic will benefit me. So just like in the classroom, we share objectives and standards with students so that they understand the big picture of how this lesson will help them in school and in life. And when we attend professional development, we hope to understand how what we're learning will push us forward and make us better. I also do better when I can work at my own pace so I can rewind or reflect before moving on. I also love to watch someone do something first and then I want to jump right in and try it myself as long as that person is there to give me feedback. And these characteristics tell me that in order for me to grow, my personal requirements are connection, opportunity, and feedback. And I could go on and on about my requirements, but this episode is about you. So pause right now and start thinking it through. If you had to name three requirements that you need in order to grow and to thrive, what are they? And then once you've decided what these things are, hold yourself accountable by writing them down or sharing them with a colleague. So now that you thought about your requirements, it's time to hold yourself accountable to getting those things. Write them down. Keep them in a visible place. Every time you feel yourself getting upset about your circumstances and relation to growing and learning, look at this list. What from the current situation or opportunity is missing? And if it weren't missing, would you still feel the same way you feel right now? This step is important because it not only makes you cognizant of what you need and what you want as a learner, but it also helps you recognize aspects of learning opportunities to decide if they're going to be a good fit. So when you're ready, you want to tell your coach or your administrator so that they have insight into how you tick and how they can support your growth. Nerd alert! They do want to help you grow and succeed. They truly do. Sometimes they are overwhelmed. Sometimes they're unable to make it happen, but they care to know what motivates you and how to help you get better because that inevitably helps the students, which helps the school, which is what the admin is all about. So when you bring a solution to the table by providing a tweak to some current growth model the school uses, and you say how you think it could be better, they're going to be on board. You're providing them insight they didn't have access to before. And you're doing it in a respectful way. And you're saying, here's how this tweak or this shift is going to impact the larger picture. Our new teacher support program really lacked structure for what we were going to focus on and when we were going to focus on it for new teachers. So when we implemented Teach Like a Champion, if you've been listening, you know I love this book. It really helped give our support program the structure it needed. And since I was like this TLAC guru from my work with the new teacher project, I jumped in and rolled out this new focus. So Teach Like a Champion came with a text that we could read about the teaching techniques. It also came with videos to watch live in classrooms. And then the new teacher support coaches were there to provide feedback on what they were seeing in the classrooms so that teachers can make the necessary tweaks and adjustments. And if you notice, this tweak to this program hit my personal learning requirements. There was a connection aspect, an opportunity aspect, and a feedback. I was connected to how these techniques were going to make me better because we referenced the performance rubric and we talked about alignment of our teaching actions to how it would actually positively impact student achievement. I was just more invested because I understood how it benefited myself and my colleagues. It wasn't one more thing. It was, here's another tool to help you do this even better. The opportunity to learn was in a small group after school so we could work at our own pace and collaborate with each other on what we were facing. This worked for my learning style. And then the structure was in place for teachers to practice and get feedback before rolling it out in their classroom. They were able to tweak and change before actually trying it with students. And this increased the effectiveness of what they were doing without losing instructional time. So because I was aware of what I needed in order to learn, I was able to help create that same opportunity for new teachers, and it took off like wildfire. The point here is that you've got to take the time for some introspection to better understand what you need and what you want in order to grow. What is the perfect recipe for success in your mind? Just like a plant needs water, sun, and oxygen, you need the perfect mix of ingredients too. When you know what those things are and why you need them, it is so much easier for you to get them each and every time. And when they aren't present, you can take control and ask for the aspects that are missing. Most often, you are not the only one requiring that aspect, and many are going to thank you for speaking up. You make everyone better when you make suggestions that are to help the progress and the growth of those around you. It is not selfish for you to say, I really need to slow this pace down and take time to chew on it. I have so many ideas, and this is really dense. I just want to do it due diligence, so I got to take a time out here for a second. Or maybe you say, I am struggling to get everything done and get here on time to be fully present and ready to learn. Can we record these sessions, and then I can watch in the evenings when my kids are in bed and I can just be fully invested? So your suggestions aren't pulling apart a learning opportunity because it's not good enough. Your suggestions are pushing value into a learning opportunity because it can be better, not just for you, but for all. It is selfish to remain quiet and to allow a dud learning opportunity to remain a dud. You're on the inside, in the trenches, doing the work, so your voice and your perspective matter. Get clear on what you need, understand why you need it, and how it might help others too, and then advocate for it as necessary. If you remember, this episode is entitled, Are You Dying, Pruning, or Growing? So let's dive into that for just a second. Where are you on your growth journey? Are you dying? That means, are you burning out? Are you over it? Are you no longer interested in education or your position? Are you far gone, like nothing's gonna save you? Or maybe you are on fire for education, but your current environment and opportunities are having such negative effects on your learning that you are suffocating to death by lack of meaningful learning. Or are you pruning? Are you learning but not at the rate that you want? Or maybe you're in a season of pause where you were on this major incline of being propelled in your potential, and now you're cutting back a few rough edges before you dive in again. Or are you growing? Are you on fire right now, growing like a weed, learning everything and anything at your fingertips? Are you in your sweet spot of all your requirements for learning coming together in this symphony of nirvana? Well, let's decide how to proceed once you know which of those categories you are in right now. So if you are dying, not literally, but figuratively, you are in control of your dying spirit. So think about your assets and how you can repurpose them in another way. Maybe you need to change grade levels, schools, or districts. Maybe you jump into online teaching or leading employees in the educational product market. There's lots of ways to use your skills in other ways if you are in no way, shape, or form thriving, like in the slightest. It's either you or your environment. So do some thinking and then make some moves. Do not stay a dying talent. It is not serving you or serving the people you are meant to impact. You deserve better. You are here for a reason, and it isn't to be withering away. If you are pruning, let me tell you, pruning isn't like you're stuck in purgatory. And what I mean by that is you're not frozen in place between growth and dying. You're just on pause. And as long as you aren't going to stay there forever, a pruning season can be quite liberating. I mean, in the winter, plants need to be cut back to prepare for the growth ahead. And there's been many seasons in my life where I had to take my foot off the gas and just be still. I had to apply what I was learning. I was transitioning into new roles and I needed time to adjust. I made the most of the pruning space and knew it wasn't forever. So enjoy the breath of fresh air and the slower pace, but don't allow complacency to settle in or you're going to start going backwards into that withering place of dying. Pruning is healthy. Pruning is recommended. But like all things, take it in stride and prepare for the next season of growth. Use this time to decide where you want to go next, what opportunities you want to seek or attract, and how you want to grow. For me, I brainstormed skills I didn't yet have, and then I researched opportunities to get them, whether it was conferences or degrees or certifications or different job opportunities. Use this time wisely. Just because you're on pause doesn't mean your brain can't function and prepare for what's to come. You don't have to be moving at Mach 10 speed to be productive. You just have to be intentional with how you operate in the season that you are in. And if you are in the growing stage, awesome! I am so happy for you. Enjoy every second of it. Appreciate every opportunity because it's helping you hone your craft while honoring what you need and want to make that happen. And then let the ones know that are designing or offering these opportunities to you just how perfect they are for you as a learner, because we want them to continue to design opportunities in that same fashion in the future. So proceed with caution and understand not every season of your life is going to be on this upswing. So don't get discouraged when a not so perfect learning opportunity presents itself. You have tasted the best and you know how it feels to be in this perfect alignment. So work on attracting those kinds of opportunities while also sprucing up the ones that come along that just aren't as great. So we've spent some time today discovering what helps us learn and motivates us to grow. We evaluated what stage of growth or lack of growth that we were in. So I now urge you to do your homework. And all of that means is take action. Verbalize your requirements as a learner so those that can help deliver those things to you understand them. Be a partner in designing learning opportunities so you can ensure they are hitting your requirements. Acknowledge your stage of growth. Be honest about where you are and why you're there. And most importantly, get a plan in place to move mountains. You are talented. You are worthy. You have gifts to share with the world. And just because you might not be in your ideal growing environment doesn't mean it's all for naught and you should just give up. There's plenty in your control to turn the ship around. Understand and then take action. Do the work, folks. In the end, it's up to you, the legacy that you're going to be able to leave. Good things and bad things happen to everyone, but it's how you attract and make room for future good things that makes all the difference in your happiness, fulfillment, and impact. All right, elite educators, that is a wrap for this week's podcast on knowing what requirements you need to grow to your greatest potential and then taking action to bring them to fruition today, tomorrow, and always. Now go out and be great because you've just been empowered.